let there be joy in our hearts. Sing to the Lord, give him the glory, the glory. Glory, let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts forevermore. Let his love fill the air and let there be of his people and dwells deep within. The peace that he gives none can equal. His love is knows no end. So lift your voices with gladness, sing. Proclaim to all the earth that Jesus Christ is King, is King. Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts. Sing to the Lord, give him the glory, glory. Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts forevermore. Let his love fill the air and let God is within us, we will overcome. In our weakness, his strength will defend us when his praise is on our tongues. So lift your voices with gladness, sing. Proclaim to all the earth that Jesus Christ is King, is King. Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts. Sing to the Lord, give him the glory, glory. Let there be praise, let there be joy in our hearts forevermore. Let his love fill the air and let there be
mighty. His life was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he will die? God's Son will die to save.
To fill my soul.
His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy untold. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he will die? God's Son will die to save a wretch like me. What love divine, he gave his life for mine. He was despised and rejected, stripped of his garment and oppressed. I am loved and accepted, and I wear a robe of righteousness. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? God's Son would die to save a wretch like me.
Thank you. Chariot to see my Lord.
He took my
to see my Lord.
But then blessed them on her up to stay.
Ride in the chariot to see my Lord.
I'm gonna ride.
Ride a chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride.
Ride a chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride,
ride the chariot in the morning, Lord. Ride the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready for the judgment day, my Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna
ride the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna
ride a chariot in the morning, Lord. I'm going to ride in the chariot
to see.
Makes his blessing, this blessing. in the heart of every man, there's a hunger must be satisfied. My journey took me halfway to hopelessness, but now my search is over. Light, wise man, still seek him through the shadow of night. They search for the light of hope and the darkness gives way to the dawn. When wise men still seek
changed the searching, still continues. The light still shines for all who choose to see.
That hope was for to shatter for the light of hope in Christ, and the darkness gives way to the dawn. When wise men still for the light of hope in Christ, and the darkness gives way.
Sabbath again. I hope you are all blessed with the end of year presentation. Those who are blessed this morning, please raise your hand and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those who are joining us online, I hope you are blessed as well. Brothers and sisters, there's a word of God that I would like to share with all of us here this holy Sabbath day. What day is today? Sabbath day, correct. This is the end of the, not the end of times, it's the end of the year, yeah? The last day of 2022. And tomorrow, we will be opening a new year. Now, at this time, I normally sit down contemplating God's blessings. What God had done in the past to me and my family. And where I am right now, and where I am going in the future. Because literally, we are at that time. We are the last day of this year. We will be leaving behind 2022, and we will be heading 2023. I would like to share the Word of God taken from Philippians 3, verse 13 to 16. If you have your Bible, you can follow, and I will read from my Bible here. Philippians 3, verse 13 to 16. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we're going to leave what's in the past. We don't want to carry everything to the future. What I mean by leaving things behind is that, anyone remember the famous baseball player, Satchel Paige? He's really well known on preparing the African American for a major league. And he said, he was well known for this famous saying, "Don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Don't look back, something might be gaining on you." You know, long before Satchel Paige mentioned this, Philippians already mentioned about this in the Bible. Don't look back. Apostle Paul was telling all Christians and for all of us, don't look back, look forward. Now, God's word for Sabbath day for all of us today and for those who are joining us online, don't look back, look forward. Like the Apostle Paul, we must forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. And it is natural for all of us, is a human tendency for all of us to look back. Am I right? Sometimes we will be digging up in the past, what that person had done to me, to my family, or what that person did in the church, or whatsoever. It is human tendency to look back. Now, quoted from the Life magazine, they have the years in pictures, yeah? And then Sports Illustrated has years in sports. And also we have nice history books, yearbooks, photo albums, home movies, and memories that allow us all to look back. Even sometimes social media will pop in a page where, you know, whatever I posted last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it'll pop in memory. Or sometimes they even compile a few pictures from the past just to look back. And it can be a great value in looking back. It is common. But we look back to affirm the places and faces and circumstances from where we have come. And then also, Frederick Buchner writes in The Sacred Journey, "It is mainly for some clue to where I'm going that I search through where I have been." Only to search for some clue. "For some hint as to whom I am becoming or failing to become, that I delved into what I used to be." So there it is indeed. We are looking back only for the positive purposes, not the negative ones. The same time, Paul mentioned, forget what lies behind. But Paul is saying, don't look back in a way that will keep us from going forward. Am I right? Paul is saying, don't look back in a way that will keep us from going forward. Don't look back in a way that makes us prisoners of our own past. Because looking back in the wrong way enslaves us. And also it enslaves others to past mistakes and also sins. Looking back in the wrong way does not allow the healing of old hurts and painful memories. Praise God for the God of Word. Even looking back at past accomplishments and successes in our lives can sometimes keep us from discovering what God has for us in the future. So the advice for all of us is that don't look back, look forward. Imagine how miserable Apostle Paul would have been if he had not put behind the sins and mistakes of his past. I'm sure we're all familiar with Apostle Paul. Think back about Paul's earlier years. Before conversion, Paul's name was Saul, and he was the number one enemy of the church at the time. He was responsible for the gruesome persecution and even the murder of people of Christian at the time. And also people who professed in Christ. And when Stephen, the great witness for Christ, was stoned to death, Luke tells us that Saul was consenting his death. So see how mean Paul was, Saul. In the book of Acts, Luke goes on to say that a great persecution arose among the church, against the church, and Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. Can you imagine? House after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Paul's past was cluttered with atrocious acts of evil. And he wasn't perfect after he became Christian. He, like us, continually struggled with his sinfulness. And yet he has forgiven. Through the grace of God, Paul was forgiven. He affirmed in his letter to the Colossians, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Brothers and sisters, imagine if we're listening and reading the Bible and picturing Epistle Paul's life, what he had done in the past. Would we follow whatever his instructions there? If we still listen, apply that to all of us in our church here. Probably somebody had done a mistake to us, and we're looking back to them. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, we can never look back to the negative past history. We want to look forward. We want to see what's happened in the future, what lies ahead of us in the future. Now, God's message for all of us is not to look back, but to look forward. I remember one time on my earlier years of a nursing profession, there was a patient that really pleasant to other staff and also the other patient. This patient, I'm not going to mention names per HIPAA privacy. This patient already really so nice for everyone, and he's helping other patients. And he's such a nice demeanor that everyone was so happy if he's around. So anyway, but then I remember from the report of the nursing staff that all I remember is not this patient's goodness, whatever pleasant experience we encountered with him. But all I remember was what the other nursing staff had told about him, that in the past he had killed someone and spent the rest of his life in prison. That's all I remember, and I'm sure they are passing this out to other staff as well. All we remember that he had killed somebody and spent most in years. Imagine, would we do that the same thing in our church, in our community? That nursing ward at the time already been contaminated with the reports of that patient, but he's already been changed. He's a new person, and he's already been a new creation in God, and everybody always feel blessed with the presence of that person. We don't want to do that the same in our church. We don't want to do that the same thing in our communities. We don't want to look back on people. Probably, as I'm speaking here, I'm picturing a mirror, and I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking for all of us here. Let's take up some time before the year is over and look back what people had done to us. What accomplishment. And we look back, where are we going? Are we going to heaven or where? Are we going to stay and lingering in our past, taking up whatever our mind and spiritual experience just to linger in the past and negative outcomes? Are we going to do that? Are we going to remember what the fruit that person already bring for the church and the present day and in the future? If anybody here who don't drive, please raise your hand. Don't drive, but know how to drive, correct? Okay. So meaning everybody drives here, correct? So imagine that. We have a set of mirrors, yeah, to look back. Yeah, there's mirrors on the side, mirrors on the middle, and there's a huge windshield up front. When you're driving, would you look back all the time? What will happen if you look back all the time? Yes, DMV, they will recommend you to scan, right? It's the terminology for the DMV, scan every few seconds to look back the surroundings. However, would you focusing on looking back all the time while you're on the wheel? Absolutely not. What will happen if you do that? You probably will crash. You will crash somebody in front of you. There's a huge windshield to look forward that you're going to be focusing on instead of looking back all the time. Yes, you can look back just for measuring that you were at this lane. I do that sometimes just to make sure I'm in the middle of the lane. But you don't want to spend too much time looking back in the mirror. You want to focus up front. Brothers and sisters, Epistle Paul is mentioning that all of us should be looking forward to what God has stored for us in the future instead of looking back. Let's, as a church family, I would like to share for all of us here not to look back, look forward. This is going to be the end of 2022. Let's all move forward. Fresh start. Whatever people had done wrong to you, forgive them because God will forgive you. And whatever you did in the past, try to reconcile with them. And also make peace with everyone. Hopefully 2023, God will come for the second times, and we will be seeing him in heaven and together instead of going to a different hallway and different route. Brothers and sisters, I hope the message that I share this Sabbath can be a blessing to all of us as we're wrapping up and looking back the end of 2022 and looking forward, make plan, make resolution for everyone in our church, in our families, and in our personal life, at work, everywhere. We can be a blessing for everyone in our daily life, and people will see Jesus lives in us. And for that, I hope you all have a blessed, and I would like also to close that for those who are blessed and would like to hear some more, the Harmonies of Chamber Singer will be having a religious concert at Woodside Seventh-day Adventist Church at 3300 Eastern Avenue, starting 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. If you those who like to hear more and bless more, you are welcome to join us. And for those who are would like to give a donation and also a blessing this the Harmonies of Chamber Singers and like to write a check, the names there, I think I'm gonna correct it, it's Johannes Simanjuntak. You can write a check made payable to Johannes Simanjuntak. Johannes Simanjuntak, and he's one of the event sponsors for them, all of them, and they will be managing all the financial for the support of this group. And I hope you have a blessed Sabbath, a happy early New Year. God bless you.
And we'll sing all four verses.
His faithful follower I will. accept whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me.
Opportunity in the Holy Sabbath there as we having communion and worship with you, Lord. We pray all the word of God that has been sowed through the music and songs, it can be landed in our hearts and mind, and please prepare them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit so that it can grow, have strong root and fruitful, that everybody can see Jesus in our daily lives, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, at the closing of this year, we pray also so that each and every one of us here in sanctuary and those who's joining us online can examine ourselves, what we did against your word, Lord, or against offending others. Let's evaluate our lives, Lord. Help us, give us the spiritual sensitivity that we can look forward to your second coming, Lord. And we can only enable to do this with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We are weak. We are nothing without you, Lord. We are relying and clinging to your power, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you depart from this sanctuary until Maranatha. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.